Well, hello there. This is Mercedes Warwick, and this is day 5 of 36 channels in 36 days. Bella Key and I are all settled in and ready to go this morning. It was interesting yesterday. I played the channel kind of over and over and over again, and, you know, having it running in the background. And some of the questions that were coming up for me, so I'm wondering if maybe they're coming up for people who are listening to the series, is things like, what happens if a piece of myself, like, is hurt, or if I'm going through a hard time, and how do I bring that into oneness? It's almost like you don't want to pull it back or even maybe even look at it. And that might be the thing that you're, the thing or the idea or the person or the relationship that you want to put into the infinite to have healed or to bring something forward in some way. So that was one of the questions that came up for me yesterday. The other question that came up for me yesterday was, is this like a soul fragment? So, is this a piece of my soul that is requiring me to take a better, longer, heartfelt look? And if that is happening, can I actually breathe myself into oneness through the sacred, into the sacred self? So, just a few questions that came up. It's going to be interesting to see the direction of where the channel takes us this morning. I do truly just show up and allow myself to relax into the channel and become a vessel. So let's get started and see where we go this morning. Welcome to day 5 of 36 channels in 36 days. Anona yeke na nani yoko okona ieshke na hanani yeke na nani yoko okona. It is very interesting this morning. We could feel Mercedes earlier in the morning, and she resisted the urge to become fully present to us. And even now is kind of sort of one foot in, one foot out. These questions that have come forward through her are partially in her living situation, which would not be unusual for people in general. How often is all areas of your life firing on all cylinders, high performance, high love? And for those of you who have this life, congratulations, we celebrate with you. So that is partially Iyeshkona, the purpose of yesterday's exercise. Iyeshkena na na yoko okona. It is almost like you could make a list of your life, you know, in the Iyeshkiyekena, and the different aspects of self. Iyeshkona na na yekena. And allow yourself to move into a real space, Iyeshkena na na niyoko, through the breath. It's not that we are expecting, or that it is that ono Iyeshkena na niyoko. It is not that it is expected, na na niyoko okona, that you would be fully Ononieshkina, the word that is coming is plugged in. Ieko nioko nieshki ieke nana nioko. Because as you evolve into a loving being, ieko na ieshke nana nioko, the love of self is the highest love, ieshke nana nioko, and to be able to present yourself as a loving being, of self, ieshko nana nioko, allows you to radiate with a true face into the world, idoni yeshkena. So it is important, iyekena nanayoko, that you feel compassion for yourself, iyeshkona nanayeke, and understand that iyeshkena oyokona iyekena, that, you know, idoni yeshke, there's a phrase that's complicated at times, idoni yeshkena nanayoko. We love you, iya nono no yoko ikena, and that is why ikena ni noko, it is important for you to understand these subtle frequencies, because as you have come into more understanding of the subtle frequencies, you will have a greater understanding that you walk this walk in a duality of aloneness, in that onono ni ishkena nani yoko, that you, it is your walk to walk, ieke nana nioko. However, there is source. And within source, ononono ieke, there is resources and people and love and ononono ieke, anticipation of ononono yoko viewing you and seeing you as you realize that you are magnificent, that you are miracles, that you are source, ieke nana nioko. Anana ieke na nanayoko okona ieke na iokona iena. Some aspects of your life, iokona, are being presented to you, uyokona ieke, to bring you into the most brilliant capacity for love. And as love. Onono anieke na yoshkona anieke, and to have a remembering of the innocence of just being love. Yokona na yeshke na. Onono yeshkona anieke na ananieke na nono yoko. So we are not saying, please understand that. And we are saying, ananiyoko okona, breathe into your sacred space as a place to be coming into your most sacred self, iyokona, and really fully realizing yourself as a state of God. Onono niyeshke nananiyoko. However, there are parts and pieces and experiences and onono niyeke living to do, iyeshke na. And these are very real experiences for you as you walk your walk as a human being. Iyokona nananiyoko. You are not automated or robotic. Iyeshkena nananiyoko. So do not come into this space. Iyeshkena nananiyoko. As artificially swept clean in your mind. Iyokona. That all pieces have to be in this pure state of love. Iyeshkena nananiyoko. We love you. We love you, and we love you. And that's we love you, and we expect that onono ni yeshkena, for you to be in a state of vulnerability, yeshkena, and is authentic, yeshkena nanioko. And for times, if you are in a state of pure anger, ieshkena nanayoko nananiyekena, that is part of being human, iokona. And if you're afraid, iekena nananiyoko, then we understand that as well, iekona nanieke. And that is why the love of the universe is here. The infinite intelligence or the conscious creation, iekena, anononiyoko oyekena, is so that the collective experiences of humankind, the collective experiences across all time and space, across the ages, are available to you to draw on. Anononiyoko, available to you to feel a connection to a greater good or a greater purpose, Ieshkena Nanayoko. And sometimes these times, in these times of trial, it is so that you can understand this connection, Yoko Nanayoko. That is one of the lessons, Ieshkena Nanayoko, and maybe to look at things from a different and new perspective. Iashki yokona niyaka ni iyokona niena. Let's exhale. We love you. We love you and we understand. Iashki yokona niyeko niyaka na niena. We love you and we understand. Iashkona niyekena. The greatest gift that you give yourself is the connection to the all. And the love, Ieshkena, that is expansive and all-knowing, Ieshkena Nanayoko. Iekena Nanayeshkena Nanayoko Okona. Iena Nanayoko Iekena. And through Source, you are never alone. Ieshki Iokona Iena. Iana Nanayoko Iekena. Mercedes has often said that Nanayoko... her non-flourishing business, Iekena Nananiyoko, at least at this point, Iekena, is because people, to hear her or to hear us through her, Ieshkena, has had to be on their knees, bloody, Iokona Nanieke, with no place else to go, Okona Ieshkena. And it is this heartache or this pain or this situation or the soul lesson, Iekena, that cracks open the hard shell that sometimes goes over the encasing of love that is holding dear, holding sacred, holding and protecting your sacred seed, Ieshkona Nanieke. We would say to you, Iekona Nanieke, that these are the cycles of life and living, Ieshkena Nanayoko. And part of the understanding of the universal place, Iekona, and the universal laws, Ananiyeshkena, helps you ride these tides of ebb and flow, Uniokona. If you understand that action and creativity are two sides of the same coin, Iekena Nananiyoko, then you know that there is a time to allow the flow to create, and then there is time to allow the action or the doing to create or manifest, Iekena Nananiyoko. If you understand that everything has a time, Enanayoko, Ieke, and a purpose and a season, Iekena Nananiyoko, then when something is before you, Iena, that is not coming to fruition quick enough for you, or Enanayoko within a time and space that would be most optimized in your mind at this point in time, Ieshkena Nanayoko, then when you understand that there is divine order and divine timing, then you know that everything has a season, Nananayoko Okona, and you will seek to understand the point in the cycle as opposed to dictating or demanding that something happens now. You will seek to understand the point in the cycle that something is in or a person is in, and then you will understand more freely and better, Iokona, that everything has a season and a time. When you see people acting out of a softness or nononoke iena, or out of a more aggressive stance, Iekena Nanayoko, you will understand that there are masculine and feminine in everything, Ieshkena Nananiyoko. And sometimes the balance of power, Ieshkena Nananiyoko, is in the feminine, Ieshkena, the ability to create through flow, Iakona Iekena, dialogue, Ananiyekena. And then you will see that there are times, Iekena, that person has too much, we don't know about too much. That sounds like a judgment or a value. But the male action or the male side, Iekena Nanonioko, is very dominant and prevalent, Ieke-nana-nani-yoko, and the fire energy, and that creates and destructs and creates and destructs and creates and destructs and creates and destructs. Ieke-nana-nani-yoko, and then you will understand. And sometimes in this situation, it calls for harmony and balance. Ananano-yoko. So bringing in more male energy to a situation that is full of male energy, Ieshkena-nana-yoko, may just serve to ignite the fire, Yokona, even more. However, Ieshkena-nana-yoko, when you are in the female energy, Ieshkona-nana-yoko, turning up the volume on your female energy and how you would Ananieke, Yenono, Ieke, perhaps a flow, add some water to the fire to perhaps create some steam and metamorphosize or change or shift or transform the situation. Or Ananieke, maybe there is an actual dousing that is required and it will Ononieke also transform, shift, or change the situation. Ononieke na Anani yoko igena, anani yeshkiena. It is interesting. We are going to intercede here just for a moment because Mercedes is in the background and she's saying, what if I don't remember all the laws? Ieke nanana yoko. And we just give you this because it is an example of anonono yeko iena, staying purely in the channel, onono yeke, and allowing things to flow, ieshkena. But even as she has been accomplished in this area, she is still in the background, see? Onono ieshkena. So that is also a lesson for you. Ieke na 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 niyoko okona. Sometimes you have to allow, ieke na, allow, and just become present into source, ieke na 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 niyoko, and allow your background to work with you, Iekona, and not against you, Ieke na na niyeko. So let us give you an example. As Mercedes is trying fervently to remember all of the laws, Ieke na 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 niyoko, Ieke na na niyeke, she has to relax and release and allow the information to come through source, Ieke, and come through the channel. Onono niyeshke na. And there is some setting aside of her ego, quite frankly, ieshke na 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 niyoko, because she wants to make sure that we relay the information correctly, ina na niyoko, and fully, ieko na niyoko, and completely, ieshke na na niyeke, and correctly, ieke na 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 niyoko. But it is not hers at this moment, ieke na 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 niyoko. So that is an example of the ego kind of overriding Iekena, what is source is noni yeshkena, what is source coming to provide. And quite frankly, it may not be a time for all of the laws to come through, yeshkena na niyoko, just the ones that will make sense for the education and the understanding in this time. Ononi yeshkena na niyoko. But we would also say that the ability to be in the background and allow source to flow through is a learned experience, ieke na 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 niyoko, and especially when you are in hurt or in pain in some way, ieshkona na niyeke, to really sit quietly and allow yourself to breathe. So everything we talked about yesterday comes into play, iokona niyeshkena, you breathe, ieke na 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 niyoko, in all of the different ways that we discuss. And more, quite frankly, that is just the very, 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 the door is just cracked open just a little bit. It has not swung fully and completely wide open. So we would also say to you, Ieshkona nanayeke na ananananiyoko, that there is a conversation that can take place within you and between you and source, ieke na na niyoko. And that is the other reason why we bring up the conversation with Mercedes that she's running, or she's not doing it right now, but that she was running earlier in the background. Onone ieshke na na niyoko. So in a positive light, you can have that conversation with Source. You can ask, what are the reasons? Help me. Show me a way. And the big one is, how can I look at this situation differently so that I may fully and completely bring myself in alignment with the frequency of love and love itself and act as love, for love, through love, and to love, and see the love in that person and what they are delivering to me as a unit of bona fide love. We are very grateful for the human experiences of Mercedes, because it is also that we are learning, or that it is put into the conscious collective so that we may be able to expand the frequencies for which people to draw from. So these stories go within the collective, and then the emotions that go with them go within the collective, and the solutions that go with them go within the collective. So that is why sometimes when you get a aha, oh, I can handle it this way, it is because that inspiration has been delivered to you through the collective. Have you ever just said something and then wondered where it came from? So, Ieshke no noni yoko okona. Yesterday, Mercedes had a wonderful experience, Anoni Ieshke na, and she received some tender loving care from an earth angel, Ieshkona na Ieke na. It was the first time in a long time that she had been present, Ieke na, within another energy healer, Ieshkona Ieke na 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 ni yoko. And on some level, there was a complete surrender into the experience, Ieke na 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 ni yoko. As she relaxed on the table, and the table was made of crystals and minerals, which is one of her favorite things, she was able to lie down on that bed and be in full and complete trust with somebody who was a virtual stranger to her. That is part of the experience as well. When you are in pain and hurting, Ieshkena na Nayoko, to present yourself to Source as vulnerable, in the knowing, Ieshkena na Nayoko, that even in the presentation and your ability to rest for a moment and to present yourself to the space is enough, into your sacred space, is enough to begin a healing and a process. Ieshkena. So that is why at times we say, just show up, Ieke na 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 yoko. And then you may say, I got nothing. You've heard that over the course of these few days. Mercedes says, I got nothing, but Spirit has all. And that is the knowing that, Noni Ekona, we would say for right now, that is the trust that you must have for yourself, Ieke na 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 yoko, and for the all, for the collective, for the infinite intelligence, and for Source, Ieke na 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 yoko. Now we are going to talk briefly about the evolution between trust and knowing, Ieke na 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 yoko okona. The word trust is used quite a lot, and it is a delightful word. We have no issue with the word trust. It does serve a purpose. Ieshke na 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 yoko. We would like you to consider the evolution into the knowing. Yoko na na ni yeke. So trust is when you show up, and knowing is the anticipation of ananiyoko, knowing ananiyoko, that all is in vibration and something is happening by you just showing up. Something is activated and energized. Yeko na ni yeke na. And sometimes a situation may even seem to be coming for the worst. It's not getting better. That is when knowing that Source is working. the Source is vibrating on my behalf for my highest good. Remember that? That then you understand that the law of vibration is in operation, and that everything is working for your vast good, your highest good, Ieshkona na na, and with divine reason, Ieke na na na. Seek the love in the situation. Seek the love in the situation. And whenever you can, Noni Iyeshkun, Mercedes received some wonderful advice, and it was really interesting when she went back and listened to the channel. She actually had received it twice in one day, to take the person and the personality and the flavors and the colors away and see what source is saying to you in this situation. What is source actually bringing to you as a way for evolution or development? There's been much talk about the mirror reflection, that somebody is presented to you as a mirror reflection. That which you are seeing is that which you have put out into the world, and that is what you are receiving back. And we would like to maybe offer another suggestion. Maybe what you're seeing in front of you is source itself. And taking yourself away from the punitive thought process that you have put something into the world and therefore it is reflecting back at you so you can learn a lesson. Maybe what you have done, or maybe what has been activated, is a reflection of source itself. Anononiyeshke. And everything that you've been exposed to, and everything that you have seen, and everything that you have your upbringing, your culture, the maleness within you, the female within you, all the characteristics of you are showing up and are in interplay in for you to evolve into the highest state of love. So when we say this is a mirror reflection, let us consider also, we are not trying to change the whole dynamic of information that has been, out, released, but let us change the perspective just for the sake of this conversation and for something that you can consider, and then you can choose how you want to act or see what is before you in this time. Let us say that what is before you is here to help you evolve into the highest frequency of love, or the most transcendent frequency of love that is possible for you in this moment. And then expanding that into the fact that you are an infinite being with an infinite resource, with an infinite mind. And Ononi Yeshkena, and tapping into this mind, allows you to see the love in every situation and expand it. This takes away, Anonieke, this position takes away the punitive, Anonieke, I must have done this to myself in some way, or I've co-created this Anonieshke, horrible situation. Ananoniyoko ieke da, and what have I done to deserve this? What have I done? No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Evolve into the highest frequency. Transcend Ananoniyeke, the punitive, and move yourself into a position of self-care and compassion. Ononiyeke, and understanding ieshke na nananoniyoko. We love you, we love you, we love you. We love you, we love you, we love you. We love you, we love you, we love you. We love you, we love you, we love you. Inananiyoshko nanoyoko. Put your hand on your heart and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And talk to the inner self. That is how you bring that piece of self into the whole. Ieke nananiyoko. That is how you bring that aspect of self into the whole. Ieke nananiyoko. You are holy and divine, Ieke nananiyoko. And you are an aspect of the all, Ieke nananiyoko. And we love you, Ieshke nananiyoko. And if source loves you, Ieke nananiyoko, then you love yourself, Ieshke nananiyoko. And there is a spark of that within you, Ieke nananiyoko. Even if it is so blocked out at this moment and in this time, there is a spark of that within you. There is always a spark of love within you.
And sometimes, through the tears and the hurt and the vulnerability and the pain, we are not able to feel that and see that and know that. And that is why there are earth angels. That is why a total stranger will come up and say, "Have a wonderful day today," and smile at you. That may be their whole purpose for the day, so that somebody looks at you with care and compassion and concern and happiness and joy, and they see the magnificence in you, and they just want to wish you well. They want to wish you the highest and best wellness that is possible, that we can't even see, that we cannot even know, that we cannot even even understand, that there is no boundaries to this wellness that is given to you from a total stranger who just smiles at you. So when you smile at somebody, know that you are showing them the spark of love that is within themselves, as well as the spark of love that is within the infinite. The loving release of anything that is not allowing you to see the spark is a release of that person, place, event, situation. Back into the all, iekena naniyoko. It is your release of that situation back into the all that allows us to be. And it gets transformed, and it gets transformed into a beautiful lesson that someone else can draw from in their own way, in their own time, and in their own iteration. So that is how, my love, you are able to pull that aspect of self into the whole. You can breathe into the spark of the divine that's there. And you can connect with it and draw it slowly in with compassion and concern and caring. And love. You are always whole, Iyeshkena, and you are always holy, Iyeshkena, Naniyoko. And you will run conversations of all sorts between you and the divine, Ananiyoko, and source will generate back to you wisdom, Iyekona, and understanding. And sometimes, Iyekona, Iyekena, Naniyoko, just asking the question, why? And allowing source to expand the point of view will allow you to have some comfort and have some compassion. And in times when it is just too raw, and it is too painful, that aspect of love, Iyokona naniyeke da naniyoko, will sit for a moment with you. And then source will come, or someone will come, or situation will come, or a flower will come, or the sun will shine, or you'll see something that is just so beautiful. That will be your connection to source. We spoke earlier of touching the untouchable, and this is part of it. There are times that maybe you have a piece of you that is just untouchable. But there is a spark there, we promise you. We promise you that there is a spark of love there. And maybe through this time or this place or this situation or this person or this event, that you will be in love, fully encased and fully embraced until you're able to feel it. So exhale. And exhale. And exhale. As you fully bring yourself into this practice, we know at the beginning we said show up. That is the most important thing. If most of you shows up and this one aspect is struggling, it's okay because you've shown up. And as you show up and allow yourself to be source, to become the source of your compassion for yourself and for the love of yourself, then source can come into divine partnership with you, so that one little spark of love expands and transforms. We love you, we love you, we love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. That is enough for today. Anononi Ieshkena Anani Yoko. We love you, and we bid you adieu.